It is Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. Heather Stocking and Gladys Spence, and we can just start talking and tell me your story.
I'm Gladys Spence, and I was born on January 29th, 1945 in Athabasca, Alberta. I'm the fifth living child of Roy and Bessie Spears. We lived on a small farm in the district of Willow Ridge. That's west and north of Perryville, Alberta. I have fond memories of my childhood being part of a large family and our small farm on the small farm in the Willow Ridge district. I recall the fun we all had in the summers when our cousins came out from the city and stayed at our grandparents' farm only 2 miles away, Flossie and Joyce Hetherington. We rode horses and played ball and hide-and-seek and enjoyed our summers. We picked lots of berries, all kinds, and our mother would can them and make jams and jellies for the whole hungry family. As a young child, I recall picking many, many hours of rocks and roots when we cleared land at home, which with my sister Marcella and my brothers Larry and Neil. The hay fields were mowed in the summer with a pole-type sickle mower. We then piled the hay into small piles, which we called coils. We coiled the hay, and later into a larger barge, which was a large wooden box-type piece of equipment. The hay was then tramped down by us to make a solid, large stack. One end of the barge was lifted open, and the sides were pulled out, and then they pulled the barge away to make a haystack. A lot of our summer was spent making hay, stooking the crops, and preparing food for the animals for the winter. We had a few cows, some horses, some goats, pigs, chickens, and sometimes turkeys. It was a real mixed farm. Then threshing season was always a big event in the farm life. We had many farmers got together with their teams of horses and a threshing machine and hay racks, and they brought the stooks into the threshing machine, and we always had a large straw pile after. There was always lots of stories shared at that time by the farmers, and there was always abundance of food and fresh vegetables for everyone. So on occasion on Sundays, we would walk to the Willow Ridge schoolhouse where they held Sunday school and church. Our minister was Shirley Johnson, Miss Shirley Johnson. We all admired her so much. Those were special moments to us to attend Sunday school as a young child. I began school, my formal education, in Perryville, Alberta, in September of 1952 at the Perryville Central School. What I recall clearly is how our first grade teacher, Mrs. Ziggish, led us in saying the Lord's Prayer every morning. We were followed by O Canada. We all sang O Canada. We were so pleased to get a new pencil, scribbler, and crayons for each grade, so we all took very good care of them. There was no ballpoint pens at that early school grades. We had straight pens with nibs and inkwells to use.
Wow.
We rode on a big yellow bus with benches along the walls and down the middle. It seemed like a long ride. We got on at 7:30 in the morning and home at 5. When the roads were not passable after a rain or a big snowfall, we walked 3.5 miles to catch the school bus at another location. We very seldom missed school because there was so much always work to be done at home. The wood to get in from the bush and bucked up into blocks for the wood stove, and pig pens to clean and bedded again. The gardens to be weeded and cultivated. So we loved school, and we excelled as students. All our family excelled, and we didn't want to miss one day.
So, sorry, when you talk about the bus, so instead of the seats, it was like down each side?
Yeah.
And you sat like looking at each other?
Yes,
and
that's right.
Oh, wow, really?
with our lard pails or syrup pails for us.
So with your lunch?
Lunch. Sometimes we didn't have very much on our bread.
Mm-hmm.
Our mom baked lots and lots of bread, but sometimes we didn't have much on it to go.
It's just bread sometimes.
And lard.
Right. Yeah.
And then often we had lettuce if the garden was still okay.
Right.
So there was always a standing joke in our community where Marcella and I, we pulled the cultivator. It was a pull-type cultivator with two handles up it, and he had a rope around the front of the hook, and there was one of us on each rope, on each side with a rope, and we pulled that, and then Mom cultivated the garden like that.
Okay.
And our neighbor was going by one time, and he saw us, and so he came back, and he said, "I saw the sorrow and the buckskin out there today cultivating." And there was always a big joke in our community about that. We at that time we had no FM radios. We had a radio that we got signals in on, and we didn't have it on very much because it was operated by a battery. But we would listen to Red Skeleton and the news. They would listen to the news and that. I can't recall now. There was other shows that we liked to listen to too. We lived before we had credit cards, and before there was any daycare centers or nursing homes. We didn't have no dishwashers back then or clothes dryers. And to mail a letter at that time, it was 5 cents, and that was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And we got really upset when they raised it to 6 cents and then to 10 cents. Gas at the time when we were young, really young, was 11 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm. And expensive then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our family actually never owned a car, but my brother, as he grew up, he bought an old car. And so.
Larry?
It was my brother Neil.
Oh.
The first one. So. Anyway, when I was just a young girl, about 10 years old, they formed a 4-H sewing club in Perryville. It was the sewing club was led by Mrs. Molly Lewis and Mrs. Violet Rain. I loved all the things that we learned at 4-H. We learned sewing, and we learned, manners, etiquette. We learned speaking and how, anyway, we made dresses and things. We started with small projects, but then in our final project of the year, we made a dress for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
We had a beautiful, beautiful neighbor across the road from where we lived. Her name was Mrs. Lydia Nickel. And she always encouraged us so much to sew. So my sister and I, we could come over to her house. It was just across the road. And we would go over to her house and use her sewing machine because we had small projects for the 4-H to have done for the next meeting. She was a wonderful woman. Then our mother got a treadle sewing machine shortly after we started sewing. And it says, what a fabulous step forward that was for us. I really enjoyed sewing and became fairly good at it at a young age. We always got our sugar and flour in cloth bags at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And those, particularly the sugar bags, would be colored, and they would be patterned with flowers and just pretty things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always were, and they were strong, real strong cotton fabric. And we were always anxious for that sugar bag to go empty so we could make a new blouse. And I would make a blouse for myself and my sister. We could get one blouse out of a 100-pound sugar sack.
Wow.
I began sewing actually for myself, for just simple blouses and things, when I was like 10 years old. I attended Perryville Central School in Perryville until I finished grade 10. And in 1961, our classmates were bused to Athabasca and attended the Edwin Parr Composite High School. I graduated from grade 12 in 1963.
I went to the city of Edmonton and got a job. In 1 week, I had a job, and I was electrocardiogram technician at the Misericordia Hospital, and I worked there, there and in the lab.
Oh, wow.
I had my office in 1 week.
Wow.
They didn't have to take training or anything. They just trained you just there on the job. And it was
really?
Mainly just to operate that electrocardiogram machine. It's quite different than they are now.
Right.
They're quite different.
Did it, you had to put all the leads on? And
yeah, I did. They had suction cups that went on.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And but I had to kind of read them, and then I had to distribute them back to the doctors around the hospital, to their offices and whatnot. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I thought I was pretty important.
Yeah, but no.
In 1965, I married Ralph Spence from Perryville. He was a schoolmate, and we traveled around the province of Alberta for 5 years in our early married life. We lived in a small house trailer, and we pulled it with our own pickup. We moved 13 times in those 5 years. We lived in Fox Creek, Westlock, Perryville, like back to Perryville, then Whitecourt, Cochrane, Peace River, Innisfail, Cardston, Manning, and each time, not each time, but often we returned back to Perryville. And
was that for his job, or?
Yeah, that was with his work in the oil field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they followed the rigs around, you know, from.
Okay.
And they had sometimes, we always had our own living area. We didn't live in a group.
Mm.
We always had a lot to rent and live on. So.
Okay.
Well,
that wasn't common, was it? For you, like for a guy to take his family with him?
Too many of them did, no.
Okay.
No, they didn't, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember a rent down in Cardston. We thought it was terrible. It was $12 a month. That was quite a bit.
Isn't that funny? You know, like you look back and you, but if you had the money you have today for then, it wouldn't seem like much, right?
Yeah,
but when you're just starting out, everything's expensive.
That was like when I was working, I worked at the Misericordia Hospital, but I was paid by a salary. I got $190 a month, which was pretty good money.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked in the evenings. I worked at an A&W. I cooked on the grill for $1.25.
Mm.
And then on weekends, I would clean and paint suites for the apartment where I lived for my landlord lady. So I actually saved up quite a bit of money before I got married.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got married and it was gone.
Yeah.
But I can remember I bought all my things for the wedding and, you know, paid for the meals, the rent and all the thing. And I bought my dress. I made my bridesmaid dresses.
Oh, wow.
I sold them with a sewing machine.
How many bridesmaids did you have?
I just had two.
Oh, okay.
But I made their dresses so they didn't have that expense, eh?
Wow.
And but I didn't make my own. It was a beautiful, beautiful dress.
Mm.
I paid $65 for it.
Oh, wow.
It was the nicest dress in the window. It was in the window at the bridal store.
Okay. Was the bridal store in Edmonton? Or?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The bridal store. Okay, and then our last move, when the children were getting like 4 and 5 years old, they're almost school age, we moved back to Perryville and to the land that Ralph had purchased. He purchased a quarter of land when he was 18 years old.
Oh, wow.
He paid $4,000 for the quarter
How
land.
Did he have $4,000 at 18?
Well, he you know, he financed it.
Okay.
He actually financed it right through the fellow that he bought it from. He didn't have to get a bank loan and whatnot.
That's good. Like a rent-to-own kind of.
Yeah. And then we still live on that quarter land.
Wow.
It's worth more than $4,000 now, though.
Yeah, exactly.
And anyway, we moved into the house to live temporarily, and then we were always going to build a new house. We kept improving it, and we added on some rooms, and then we could never look back, and she was getting more valuable all the time. And then this is the home we still live in. We've lived in for 50 years.
Wow.
It's a nice home,
mm-hmm.
but we know ourselves that it's pretty old.
Right.
We improved the farm and cleared a lot of land, and then we bought more land to build our small family farm of six quarters and four quarters of leased land we have. But Ralph and I raised four boys. Darwin Glenn Spence, born February 18, 1966. Bernard Ralph Spence was born January 22, 1967. Barton Curtis, born June 16, 1975. And Tyler Travis was March 6th of 1979. Mm-hmm. I had a party where I made my bridesmaid dresses, I told you that. I had no pattern, but I always had a vision. Oh yes, and this is what I want to tell you. At 13 years of age, I won a proficiency award with the 4-H club that we belonged in. Now there was lots of girls in it. And I was one of the very youngest. But I won this award for my sewing. And so I won a trip to the Vermilion School of Agriculture in the summer. It happened in the summer. But when the trip time came, I didn't have a ride because we didn't have a car. I didn't have a ride to get to the bus, to get to Edmonton to catch the bus with the other children.
Mm-hmm.
So the time came and I didn't get to go. But then a day later, a lady was over visiting us, and my mom asked her if she would take me to the bus, which was about 7 miles down the road. You could stop the bus on the highway at any time then and just get on it and board it. And so she asked me if she'd drive me to the bus, so she did. And I caught the bus and I went to Edmonton all by myself. And then in the bus depot in Edmonton, I changed buses and went to the bus, and it took me to Vermilion.
Uh-huh.
And then, when I got to Vermilion, I found out that the School of Agriculture was like out of town. It's mm-hmm. about a mile out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd take my little bag, and I walked out to the School of Agriculture mm-hmm. and come there. It was kind of scary because everybody else was there ahead of me. And then when I come there, you know, here is one strange person coming in right. and to explain my story.
Right. Yeah.
I must have been a good talker because they kept me there anyway.
Well, that's good. You know, that people nowadays would, you know, give up at some point, or they would call a taxi or, you know, hitchhike or something. They wouldn't walk. And,
It was too far for me to walk by myself. And then if someone there walked with me, they'd have to walk back. It would be like too far for...
Right.
But that's how it was. So in... continue on with my story here. 1976 to 1980, I organized and taught the denim sewing courses throughout the county of Athabasca. I taught in the centers of Athabasca, Grosmont, Boyle, Perryville, Rochester, and this was a program that was offered through the Athabasca Further Education Program. I made many, many, many pairs of blue jeans for my four boys and my husband, and there's lots of people that still come up to me and say, I remember when you taught the denim course in Athabasca, or taught it here.
Right.
So I used to make jackets and vests and lots of things. I don't know where I got the time. I don't have any time now. In 1974, then, that was from, oh, I should have went this first. In 74, I organized and the Perryville, no, I assisted in organizing. I certainly didn't organize all myself. The Perryville Kindergarten Program at Perryville School. I took the early childhood courses through the education courses through the at Lac La Biche AVC, Vocational College.
Mm-hmm.
It was offered there by Grant McEwen. I was hired as a Perryville school teacher, play school teacher, and for this period, that was from 74 to 76. We did many fun field trips and learning presentations. One occasion, myself and some parents took our class of little children
on a train ride from Perryvale to Athabasca on the train, and we all sat in the open air caboose. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that is.
The little, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be able
Hi.
To. Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Can you imagine all that now? That was a very memorable occasion. Oh. But we had lots of fun. Now, in our young married life, I worked side by side with my husband to develop and improve our farm. We purchased more land, bought more cows. We had a cow-calf operation and a mixed farming operation. Many hours and days and weeks of hard labor. My husband, Ralph, worked away in the oil field and on the gas plants. And he would go away, you know, and he'd be gone like for 2 weeks or a month and then back and go again. I took care of things at home, especially in the winter. He went away in the winter to have money for the farm. And on occasion, Ralph, he worked with his dad and his uncle on some farmland just 7 miles west of Athabasca. It was land that belonged to his grandmother, and his grandmother was elderly.
Mm-hmm.
So Ralph's dad and him and his uncle Les, they farmed it. And we farmed that together. I worked with him, helped him. We farmed for 9 years.
Mm.
And then his grandmother they sold it. She passed away and they sold the land. It was sold in 1974. And we could not afford it. We wanted it really, really bad, but we couldn't afford it. We were just young.
Mm-hmm.
So I fed animals, calved out cows, and for many years in the winter by myself and with little kids. The one winter I recall, I had 55 calves on the ground when Ralph came home in the spring.
Oh, wow.
From his work. And I had lost one. There was the 45th calf I remember I lost. I'd got my brother to come and help me with it, but we lost it.
Oh, so. Well, that happens.
I tell you. I don't know how I tagged him and needled him, did him, and I wasn't afraid of them or anything.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Good for you. So, did you have to pull them? And
On occasion, but we put them in the barn all the time. We did not. Now we have them outdoors. I guess we calved earlier in the season, so it was cold. We put them in and out of the barn all the time, and we had pretty good corrals and barn.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
growing up, we always calved early. And so it'd be cold winter, right?
Yeah.
So you're forever hauling a calf in so they don't lose their ears or tail or something. And then when my brother and I grew up and we moved away, my dad moved calving to the spring.
Smart.
Why couldn't you have done that then, though?
What do they say? What do they say? Too soon old and too late smart.
Yeah.
On this one occasion, I was reflecting on my life one day, I was feeling really sorry for myself. And that was after I sent the children off to school, and I was doing all the chores and cleaning the barn, which I did every day. I cleaned the barn every morning because we kept the cows inside. And then you'd bed the barn after and whatnot. But I was feeling really sad that my chores were done. I was sitting in the kitchen by myself. I was sobbing a bit. When someone came to the door and knocked on the door, it was my sister-in-law, Lillian. She saw that I was crying, and she was astonished to see me crying. She said, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" I said, "Oh, I was kind of lost for words, but I seriously explained to her. I'm just sitting here thinking about making my own headstone." And she said, "What? Why? She was surprised, thinking something was very wrong with me. "No," I said, "but in this world, we'll never know what I have done with my life unless I put it on my headstone." So I was going to put on the headstone, "This dear lady, she cleaned the barn every day, God rest her soul." Well, she laughed and laughed and laughed, and she laughed, and that was always a standing joke.
But I, at the time, I was really serious. I really felt sorry for myself.
On one occasion, while we were working with cattle, I was herding a bunch of cattle down a narrow alley, and the big bulls were in the alley with the cows, and they come to the end of the alley, and they decided they didn't want to be there, so they turned around and they were coming back towards me, and I just was trying to scare them, so I was kind of hollering at them and whatnot. Anyway, I could see they weren't going to turn around, so they began kind of pushing each other and fighting. So I scrambled up on the...
How many bulls?
Two big bulls. Oh. They were like 2,000 pounds each.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
They're Charolais. We always had Charolais cattle.
Okay.
And anyway, I climbed up on the plank fence, but I was up pretty good. But they're pushing and pushing each other back and forth. They wiped me off the fence. So instantly, I was underneath them. And my husband, the boys were yelling, "Mom's under the bulls, Mom, the bulls, or the bulls are on top of her." So as they were trapping, they didn't actually step right on me. They came down with, they lift them up, and then they came down, and then my hips were, I had my face underneath the planks because I was trying to get as close to the planks as I could.
Yeah, yeah.
They came down on my hips, and they kind of hurt me there.
They didn't break anything?
No, not at the time.
Oh.
But it was pretty scary for everyone. So Ralph opened the far end of the gate, and he let them go. And so the bulls were then going back the other direction, and I could see they were going to go in this holding pen. So I scrambled up, and I opened the gate to the holding pen. I had it open so one of they could go in that. And so here I am with the big wooden gate, and they went in, and the one bully just kicked backward. And he, just a powerful kick, and he kicked the gate, the wooden gate, and it knocked me right across the alley, and I hit a railroad tie, because our fences are made with railroad ties.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell to that knocked me down. So I had a lump on my head by the time I got off the ground, I tell you. So, and what did I say? I got to go to the house.
You weren't dying, so you just got to go to the house.
I got to go to the house for the rest of the afternoon. That was a very close call for me.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Did you have a concussion?
I don't know. We never checked it out.
Wow.
Never checked it out and put some ice on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we carried on.
Well, you're still here, so...
The one winter when Ralph was away and I was feeding cattle and whatnot, we had to sell these bulls. We were selling white Charolais bulls at a bull sale in Clyde. And you know what? I cleaned those bulls and I fed them and fed them. And I trained them. I washed them up and I didn't clip them. I didn't. But I had someone haul them to Clyde for the sale. There was four bulls. Anyway, then Ralph came down from his job in Slave Lake and he led them around the ring. I said, "Well, for heaven's sakes, I could have done that."
They might have got a higher price if I would have done it.
Yeah. Anyway, we do what we have to do, that's for sure.
Yeah.
In 1987, I went to school at the basket at the Alberta Vocational College. Here was a secretarial course that was taught by the Lac La Biche, and it was offered in Athabasca. This course helped me lots. It was a year long, and I did very, very well. I got honors. I show my kids those marks, boy. I would expect them to. Mm-hmm. It helped me a lot because Ralph had started a trucking company in 1988. And so right from day one, I helped him kind of to organize and start the company. I did all the bookwork and the ordering of stuff. Anyway, it was a water truck and vacuum hauling service in the oil field, which he operated for 30 years. And I did every single tax preparation and whatnot. I didn't do the final tax return, but I did everything for the accountant for him from that. So it was pretty beneficial for that. But it wasn't my goal. It wasn't my calling. Then in 1989 and 1990, I went to a nursing course that was taught in Athabasca. I put in my younger years after high school, I'd always dreamed of becoming a nurse. And in 1964 or three, I was accepted at the Royal Alec Hospital for a registered nurse course. Mm-hmm. But I fell in love, and that ended that. Anyway, I thought I would never have to work again in my life. So I didn't go at that time, but when this course was offered in Athabasca in 1989, I saw a notice in the local paper where they were offering a licensed practical nurse course in Athabasca. It wasn't what I had dreamt of, but it was caring for people. And mm-hmm. It was a pilot project that was offered from the Grant McEwen College in Edmonton. For the rural area. So at age 45 years old, I decided I was going to try it. I applied and I was accepted. It was 40 weeks long and we didn't even have a break, so it took almost it took a full year.
Yeah, 9 months.
So, yeah. Anyway, I graduated in June of 1990 and began work at the Athabasca Hospital. From then on, and I took many other courses in the healthcare field to upgrade and improve my competency in the nursing. For example, I took the administration of medications, intravenous therapy, physical assessments, all kinds of courses. I worked with many colleagues and many patients for 30 years I worked there.
Wow.
And I was nominated for the Laura Crawford Award of Excellence in Nursing in 2004. I loved my years of nursing. I loved caring for people, helping the sick and elderly in a compassionate, professional manner. Just a small gesture of kindness made them feel so much better and comforted. I have been married for 57 years to my husband, Ralph Spence. We raised a family of 4 boys, and I worked very hard on our farm. For the past 50 years, I received the County Farm Woman's Award in the year 2005 for my honest dedication to the family farm and to the community and to my work. I have spent hundreds and hundreds of hours doing community volunteer work in all the communities within the county. Not all of them, but lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at the Athabasca Hospital in the field of nursing for 30 years. I was nominated for the Farm Women's Award in 2005, and I got it.
That was before they changed it to have modern farm woman and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was
right?
When there was only just the one,
right.
One mm-hmm. farm woman. It was the year that Jackie Ray was our MC out here.
Oh.
And she mentioned on the radio about the next day about me, because I got up and spoke, and she remembered the things I said about cleaning chickens and all the silly things I said. I've taken a very active part in volunteering in our community of Perryville. I'm a member of the Perryville Ladies Club. I've been in the Ladies Club for 50 years, where the Perryville Ladies Club have been operating for about 80 to 85 years, and never a glitch in them, They always,
wow.
A group of women that, they started out when they first formed, and they were making care packages and blankets and socks and stuff and sending to the soldiers in the war, eh?
Mm, okay.
So and then they just continued, and they did things, they did lots of nice things in the community and helping. Mm. Helping new mothers and helping all kinds of...
So it's still happening?
It still is, yeah.
Wow.
At one time, the president of the club, she called me and asked if I would help at the bingo in Perryville. So I said, sure, I'll do that. I was working at the hospital, and Ralph was away
at the work with his trucks. So I went to help, and now I've helped for 25 years. I've helped at every bingo. I might have been six in 25 years, and I learned to do the door, the money coming in the door, and then I did the calling for quite a few years. And I'm still actually in charge of the bingos there. I have the position of president of the Perryville Community Hall Society and treasurer. I've been treasurer for lots of years of the Perryville Community Hall. I applied for many grants and through the county and through the provincial government, and we got a fair, you know, a good portion of them. Mm-hmm. And we upgraded our hall too, from a very, very deteriorated hall to a beautiful facility. Mm-hmm. And so it's a safe, made it all handicapped and wheelchair accessible, and just a safe and a welcoming facility. Mm-hmm. We traveled quite a bit, after Ralph was not working, he wasn't working in the summer all the time at his trucks, and when his trucks were down, and he also had men running them too. We traveled quite a bit. We traveled to, on a Caribbean cruise. I think we went on six cruises altogether, and then we were in Cabo San Lucas, Costa Rica, the Dominican, the Hawaiian Islands, the Maritimes, Alaska, and then last year, or 2 years ago, we went to Ireland, England, Scotland, and France. Mm. Our children all graduated from Edwin Park Composite High School and Athabasca, and they all went on to post-secondary schooling. We now have eight healthy grandchildren who we share our love and laughter with at our many family gatherings. Life has been trying, rewarding, and spectacular over the years, 57 years. Our eldest son, Darwin Glenn Spence, passed away in April 30th, 2021, and is buried in the Perryville Cemetery. I believe my loyal dedication to my family and friends and my sincere compassion for people and my willingness to forgive, along with my quick-witted sense of humor, has helped me get through my many years